the Mainly Plants podcast with your host and plant-based nutritionist, Ryan Furman.
That's right. It's me. I'm back. How are you? How was your weekend? Hope you're doing well. The website, mainlyplants.com, Ryan at mainlyplants.com or at mainlyplants on social media. Thank you for tuning in. If you're not subscribed yet, please subscribe. If you haven't left a review and I'm completely blanking on it. Where you leave the amount of stars. It's not a review. It's something else. A rating. Jesus, man. If you have not left a review and or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever, please take 30 seconds and go ahead and do it. Helps me out, and that is all the housekeeping for this week. This week's a little different, obviously, by the title. Mainly this podcast is nutrition-based. Mainly about health, yada, yada, yada. But once in a while, for those of you who are newer, I do get into some social issues, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it came out this week in autobiography or a memoir or whatever, Kristi Noem, who is the governor of South Dakota, also a vice presidential pick candidate, in her book, she details a story, which I believe is like 20 years old, doesn't matter how old it is, where she killed her dog because it was untrainable and had an aggressive personality. It was a wire hair pointer. Now, the dog was 14 months old, so still very much a puppy. Doesn't matter how old the dog is, right? It could be 2 months old, could be 10 years old, taking it and shooting it and killing it for no good reason, in my opinion, is unacceptable. You know, if you are in a rural area, the dog is suffering, putting it down being the humane thing to do is fine, you know. But shooting and killing a 14-month-old puppy because you deem it as untrainable is preposterous. The dog is still an adolescent, right? Up to about 2 years old, depending upon the dog. But for frame of reference, 24 months old. I'd be interested to know if she brought in professional trainers who tried to help her with the dog. Was the dog aggressive in terms of biting people? I don't think so. She said it had a quote-unquote aggressive personality and was untrainable. Puppies are sometimes hard to train, depending upon how smart they are. The smarter the dog, sometimes the harder to train. So everybody's in an uproar about this, from all sides of the political aisle, right? Whether it be the left, the right, down the middle. I was listening to news radio this morning, and they had a caller calling in from the South, who was saying how city folk just don't understand that, you know, if a dog's not useful, then it needs to be put down. And look, this is such a draconian way of thinking. Dogs are living sentient creatures, to say the least. They are, you know, they show unconditional love. So to put your dog down because he's not serving his purpose that you want him for is preposterous. You could have adopted him out. You could have given him to a family member or friend who's looking for a dog. There's a myriad of alternatives than to taking the dog out back and shooting it. But what really kind of irks me and pisses me off is hearing the outrage from people who eat meat and dairy and eggs. this goes back to cognitive dissonance, okay? If you are upset, number one, look, she killed a dog, doesn't matter how old it is. If you're upset that she killed a dog, period, well, look, you are contributing to the death of millions of animals a year just by eating them, by spending your money on buying their flesh, the products, the cheese, the milk, the dairy, the eggs, whatever it is. Okay, but beyond that, if you're pissed that it was a 14-month-old puppy, I got news for you. The food, the animals that you were consuming come from an industry where they are systematically killed much younger than that, typically, right? So I kind of want to run down the list for you so you can understand. Chickens, okay? Broiler chickens, which are raised for their meat, are typically slaughtered around 6 to 8 weeks of age, right? Now, they are pumping hormones into chickens more and more, so some of them are faster growing, and they go to slaughter as early as 4 to 5 weeks, okay? Egg-laying hens, which are the hens that are just used for their egg production. When the egg production declines, which is usually around a year and a half to 2 years old, they're killed. So we're talking a year and a half to 2 years tops for egg-laying hens, and then between 4 and 8 weeks for chickens used for food. Turkeys. Turkeys are slaughtered usually around 12 to 20 weeks of age, depending upon their weight. The breeders, the ones that are used for breeding, may live a little bit longer, but typically 12 to 20 weeks of age for turkeys. Pigs are usually slaughtered between 5 and 6 months old. So that bacon, that ham, the pork loin, that is a 5 to 6 month old baby, essentially. Although some are, again, kept for longer for breeding purposes. The female pigs, the sows, which are used for breeding, or some of them are used for breeding, and have several litters of piglets before they're slaughtered, are usually slaughtered around 2 to 3 years of age. There are some people who don't eat veal because it's a baby. Well, I mean, pigs 5 to 6 months of age, right? That's a baby. These are all babies. Cattle. It really depends on if they're raised for beef or dairy. But beef cattle are usually slaughtered between a year and a half to 2 years of age. Okay. Some might be older, but that's the standard. That's the typical age range. And dairy cows, when their milk production declines, they're slaughtered. And that's usually around 5 to 7 years of age. And you got to remember that dairy cows in factory farming, it's hell. So it's not like 5 to 7 years of them running around in green pastures. It's them being milked frequently, daily, having babies, being impregnated, artificially inseminated typically, having their babies. Their babies are taken away from them, and then they produce milk until the milk dries up, and then it repeats the process. And this goes on and on until they're unable to do this anymore, and then they're killed, which is, again, around 5 to 7 years of age. Lamb, between 6 and 12 months of age. Being in an outrage that she killed a 14-month-old puppy, well, what distinguishes a dog from a cow or a pig? These are all intelligent animals. They have feelings. They're smart. They show love. But in our society, dogs are pets, so we don't look at them as food. But if you, again, look at some Asian cultures throughout history, dogs have been used for meat, right? If you look at Europe, they eat horse. We don't typically do that here. So, just because we grew up in America, we were, raised in America with American values that dogs are pets and not food, doesn't take away from the fact that pigs are pets to some people, cows are pets to some people, and not food. There really needs to be an erasing of this line between some animals are food and some animals are pets. They're all sentient living creatures who don't deserve that type of life and that type of bitter end. You know, I touched on the egg industry, okay? And a lot of you might be saying, well, I don't eat meat, but I eat, eggs and dairy. Okay, well, look. In the egg industry, not the broiler chickens that are used for meat, but in the egg industry, male chicks are typically killed shortly after hatching, and it's usually on their first day of life. And this practice, which is known as culling, I'm sure you've heard of it, is common in both conventional and free-range egg production systems. So just because something says free-range doesn't mean humane. And if you look up free-range, you might be a little surprised to find out what that actually means. But since male chicks don't lay eggs and aren't suitable for meat production because they're not bred specifically for meat, for having those oversized parts that meat chickens have, which is the reason they can't stand and walk because they're too muscle bound for their own legs. But since these egg laying male chicks can't be used for meat, they are just a byproduct of the egg industry, and they're just deemed economically unviable. So therefore, they are euthanized through horrific procedures. They are thrown live into grinders. They are thrown into bins where they are gassed. And or they are just thrown into a garbage bag where they are crushed or suffocated. That's the egg industry for you. And this is 100% legal. Why is beyond my understanding. But this is the world we live in. So when you buy eggs, when you buy meat, you are voting with your dollars to keep this kind of stuff happening. I think that if you are going to eat meat, you should have to kill it yourself. You should have to experience what that's like, because people are right now are just too disconnected from their food sources, right? I mean, look, even as being 100% plant-based, I'm disconnected from all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to grow my food. But there's something about, you know, taking a knife and slitting an animal's throat, or shooting an animal, or whatever method it is, we don't have to see that, because all we see is a product in a store, right? We don't see a face. We don't hear the screams. We don't see all the blood, the twitching, the horrific conditions that they're kept in while they are alive. All we see is a piece of meat. And that was a living being. A smart living being. And it's bananas to me that that in modern society, we still do this, right? Gassing people during the Holocaust, we look back on as horrific. But gassing other animals, sure, why not? It's upsetting. Even the dairy industry, right? The dairy industry, the calves are typically separated from their mothers shortly after birth. We're talking within a day or two. And they do that because the milk needs to be given to humans. We're the only animal on the face of the earth that systematically drinks another animal's baby food. It's fucking weird. The male calves that are taken from their moms are typically raised for veal production or sold for beef cattle, which will bring you back to the age ranges from before that I spoke about. But they keep the female calves because they replace they use those to replace the dairy cows that have to retire. Or if they have a surplus, they'll sell them to the veal industry or the beef industry. No matter what sex of the cow is born, male or female, they are doomed for their life. It's you know, when you have your eyes open to the food industry, to factory farming, there's no going back and there's no closing your eyes to it. You can't look the other way anymore. So just to kind of bring this back around, when I hear people in an uproar about Kristi Noem killing her 14-month-old puppy, well, why is that different? I don't understand. Sincerely, I don't get it. I don't get the difference. What's the difference between a 14-month-old puppy and, say, a 6-month-old pig? Pigs are highly intelligent, adorable creatures, and they get killed 5 to 6 months of age. Or cattle, 1.5 to 2 years old. Even something that we look at as unintelligent, right? Birds, or most birds, chickens, turkeys. 6 to 8 weeks, 1.5 to 2 months old. It's horrific. And I my heart breaks for all these animals, which is why I do what I do. And I try to educate people. Look, even if you don't want to go 100% plant-based, there are other ways than supporting factory farming, right? You can hunt for yourself. You can go with a friend who knows about hunting. You can, buy meat from local farms where they don't do this. You can ask, how old do your cattle live? Not that 2 to 3 years is any better, in my opinion. But you should be involved in knowing what's going on with the food that you put in your mouth, with the animals that you put into your system. And now I'm upset. I'm a big dog lover. I'm a big animal lover, right? But dogs in particular, because that's probably because that's the only pet that I've had. I have my puppy, my 8-month-old puppy, sleeping behind my chair right now. I cannot imagine killing her because she wasn't adhering to my training as fast as I like. Believe me. She's not. She's a very smart dog. She's very defiant. But God love her. There's no way I could ever do any harm or allow any harm to come to her. And beyond that, no matter what kind of animal I had, my goal is to have a rescue farm at some point in my life, whether I live and operate there or, buy a plot of land and put up structures and, hire people to live there and take care of the animals, whatever. But I could never imagine killing a 5 to 6 month old anything, let alone a fully adult animal. But with what's being done in factory farming, I mean, look, yes, I didn't become plant-based because I didn't like the taste of meat. I loved the taste of a good steak or pork loin or bacon or whatever it is. I became plant-based because my eyes were opened to what is going on, to where my food is coming from, to the torture that they had to experience. And I don't want to have any part of it. I don't want to contribute to the murder of millions of babies. Do you? Because if not, you got some serious soul searching to do. Just because something tastes good, is the taste of that thing worth more than that thing's life? The steak that you're going to forget about in 2 weeks Is it worth something dying for that? Let alone dying after living in horrific conditions its entire life? I say no. But that's just me. I really don't have much more to say about this. It obviously the Kristi Noem story is horrific in and of itself, but you got to dig a little deeper. And until next week, go eat a salad.